get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true?
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. This is Adam.
大家好，我是 Jenny. Adam, 我们今天要讲讲 very sexy topic.
Oh, so sexy.
就是所有家电的英语翻译，客厅到厨房什么都有。
All right, so we're talking all about household appliances.
对，因为我们前一段时间在我们推送里面讲了就是各种各样食物的英语翻译，然后那篇推送特别受欢迎。我发现 these, you know, practical lists, they're very useful.
Oh yeah, even for me, because I forget what some of these things are too.
对，而且就是快要新年了嘛，可能大家会要置办一些新的家电， maybe you're updating some of your old appliances. 所以呢，we hope today's show will be really useful to you.然后大家可以在我们的推送里面看到非常完整的列表，只要到微信公众号寻找开言英语，开放的开，语言的言，回复家电就可以了。 OK Adam, so 家电在英文里面好像有很多不同的名称是吧？
Yeah, but what I said before, appliances and electronics.
The two words you just mentioned, 一个是 appliances, 还有一个是什么 electronics?
Electronics, right.So very, just to be clear, guys, not electrics, electronics.
Oh, 对 electrics 是电子用品，对吧？
Right.
电子的东西啊 electronics 才是这种家电。然后 there's also a word, 叫什么白色的东西，对不对？
Oh, white goods?
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't that also mean household, appliances?
I guess, yeah, when I was a kid, all of the appliances, they were always white. But now they're almost never white.
对，就现在再是白的，就是看起来 very 80s, 很过时。
Right, yeah. But maybe they still call it that, white goods.
对，就是这个名称还存在，就是家电它也叫 white goods, but apparently now, 现在的家电如果看起来 very sleek, 就看起来就是很有型，很摩登的话，一般都是这种Silver, like metalish, 对吧？金属感的啊。好，那我们就今天讲讲各种各样的 household appliances. Household 就是家用的，对吧？
Right.
Where do you want to start with?
How about we start in the living room?
哦，客厅啊。那客厅的家电，你们一般会说 living room appliances or 什么？
Generally speaking, appliances will be in the kitchen.
But
the living room, they're always in the kitchen. The living room always has the electronics.
Ah, so it's this kind of consumer electronics, it's TV and stuff. Right.
Eh,
now in America, there's a big show, right? The consumer.
Oh, the consumer electronics show, right.
I think the living room electronics we're pretty familiar with. Because it's TV, DVD player.
Yeah.
但现在其实弄一个电视也有各种各样的、啊、比如说高清电视。
Okay, so HDTV.
So HD stands for?
High definition or high def.
High def. 然后现在还有更加那个超清的。
Ultra, yeah, Ultra HD.
Ultra 就是 super 的意思。
Super, yeah.
And like 4K HD, 就各种各样的。I don't even know. Anyway.
Yeah, no idea.
好，然后还有那种像什么 Apple TV 或者国内我们什么芒果电视啊，什么乐视啊，就给你个盒子。
Oh yeah, it's a box. Same. It's the same.
Oh, you actually just call it a box.
It's the box. I mean, you might say it's the TV box, but it's just a box. Yeah, it's the
okay,
box.
Like, box. Okay, 好，那其实我现在慢慢发现很多人他除了对画质 you know, image quality for the TV set 这里可以跟大家说一下讲到电视机啊你可以说 TV set to make it even clearer that you're talking about the machine not the TV program right?
Right
其实很多人就是你那个电视除了电视要好音响设备也要好
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely You gotta have good speakers
Speakers 就是 the sound boxes.
Yeah, it's the sound boxes, but just, they're always speakers, guys. It doesn't matter if it's on your computer, if it's, you know, a giant set of speakers, in the movie theater or at your home. It's always speakers.
So speakers 就是音响音箱对吧现在各种各样的什么 Bluetooth speakers, high fidelity, 对吧我记得、yeah.对我小时候玩九十年代的时候就中国第一批富起来的人家里都要有一套这种 Hi-Fi speakers 为荣 Like the surround sound system 环绕立体声啊什么的、
mm.
Do you have any of those?
I have none of those
Okay, what about this VR headsets?
I can't imagine any situation where I will ever have that If you guys have one, that's awesome But it's not for me.
现在比较新的就是virtual reality, 虚拟现实那种头戴的设备对吧所以我们可以叫它是一个
Yeah, I mean, that's a headset.
所以这个东西其实也算作是就这种 electronics.
Sure, yeah. For, I'm trying to think, though, what kind of, to how house you live in, if that's just, electronics for the house.
现在很多人有啊 It's not like a 土豪 thing Anyway、really? guys Let Adam know Prove me wrong 现在很多人这个 VR headset 已经走进寻常百姓家了好那我们从客厅 How about let's move to my favorite part of the house The kitchen、
So I said before This is where we're talking appliances Usually appliances are in the kitchen
就是说到厨房家电厨房电器的时候啊好那厨房里面呢其实我觉得 depending on 就是你住在中国美国大家不一样的 cooking habit eating habit 你的这个电器可能也有点不一样 however I think they're becoming more and more similar nowadays 比如说、我们平常都很忙所以你要热热东西的话一般都会用这个微波炉
okay so put it in the microwave
Microwave, 它是名词但是也能做动词用对吧
It can be a verb as well. My parents always used the word zap. Zap something in the microwave.
Z-A-P?
Z-A-P, just zap it.
My mother-in-law, 我婆婆她会说 nuke. 她会说 oh, should I nuke it?
Yeah.
我当时刚结婚的时候 I had no idea what she was talking about. 我说我也不好意思问她什么叫 nuke 一个东西OK, 好都是别称啊。其实以前我们说到烤箱什么的 ,we think it's such a western thing, 但现在好多中国人也开始喜欢 baking, 烤面包啊什么的所以家里可能越来越多会有 oven, or a small toaster oven.
Right.
So what's the difference between the two?
Size, like you just said. The oven is usually pretty big, a toaster oven. The biggest toaster oven,You can cook a pizza in it. So, 12 inches or something.
对 toaster, 其实 toaster 也是一个 kitchen appliance. 就是 it's what you use to make toasts.
Right.
就是那种弹出来的 when it's done, it pops
up. It just pops up.
Yeah. 烤肉啊什么的你们都会用 the big, the real oven.
Sure, exactly.
但就Oven 一般在国外的厨房是标配，对吧？除了 oven，还有 I think dishwasher。
Right。
国外的厨房也是一个标准配置，and they're huge，就是和 oven size 差不多的。
Sure, yeah。
好，那接下来我们再看看啊，其实讲到烤哦，我妈妈和爸爸买了一个东西，他们说这个 very healthy， 特别棒，是一个像 George Foreman 就以前美国打拳击的那个。
Yeah. Oh, so it's a grill.
就是烤盘就是你烤肉啊烤鱼它是什么 It traps oil or something It removes excess fat、basically.
Excess fats, right, yeah Oh, I loved my George Foreman grill in university That was my best friend
好那这些说老实话我又不是很感兴趣我比较喜欢的是我的 coffee maker
Oh yeah, this is the most important appliance in my kitchen
So the most general term would be a coffee maker.
Yeah.
这种我们说的就是 you put a big pot on when you wake up. 就美国家庭都是这样，对吧？然后一整天 they kind of keep it on. 然后就是这种 brewed coffee.
Right, exactly.
但是呢，如果你比较 fancy 一点，你对你的咖啡有点要求 ，maybe you want an
espresso.
Espresso maker.
So okay.
就意式浓缩咖啡机但如果 if you find that too much work 太麻烦的话呢那现在你可以买一个
Oh, okay, so you can get the capsule machine.
Capsule machine 就胶囊机对吧？
Yeah, you know, a lot of my friends, a lot of my family, they have bought the capsules and they love the capsules. And there's many different flavors, you know, it's very
I don't like those different flavors. 我觉得它不是 not real coffee.
Well, I just think it makes too much garbage. I hope we're not boring you guys with too much coffee talk, but the first thing that I bought when I came to China was a very, very simple coffee maker called a French press.
Oh, 那个对其实哦对那个其实都不插电的对吧你就直接、
right. the water in and blah 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 and I've always wanted to buy you know like a proper electronic coffee maker but this little thing works so well it was so cheap
接下来我们厨房东西快一点说好了我觉得接下来比较有用可能就是各种各样的种 blender mixer 这种、okay. 对吧搅拌机到底是 blender 还是 mixer 啊还是是同样的
It's the same. Well, blender is what we're going to say more than anything. I think you should call it blender.
我觉得 mixer 可能更多还是那种就是爱做甜品的人他是慢速的、大家可能知道我的意思他慢慢 mix 你的 flour, sugar, whereas a blender 就是你各种各样的东西都可以往你 blend 去搅
Right, okay.
如果你是专门买的就榨果汁的 then you can just call that a juicer.
A juicer, right.
然后对我们中国人来说呢 kitchen 里面当然不能少的就是一个电饭煲。
Okay, so this is a rice cooker.
然后另外呢我觉得我们中国人也很喜欢的是那种压力锅就特别现在插电的也很方便。
Oh, really? You guys like the pressure cookers?
对啊我家就有或者 slow cooker, 就美国人叫 crock pot, 是吧有一个品牌的那种慢煮锅慢炖锅、
right.
很多美国人家里都有。
Yeah, you're right, crock pot. I think it's really funny though, because Jenny just said this is the brand name, but I feel more people would call it a crock pot. You just know it as a crock pot.
It's actually a slow cooker.
Yeah, it's a slow cooker, you're right.
Multi-purpose, 什么都能干的啊。好，我们今天最后要说的这一，其实也不是最后了，就是接下来这一堆东西呢，唉，是我自己最没有兴趣的。就是我每次要，当我要面对用这些东西做这些家务的时候，我的头就非常的大，就各种各样 household, 你需要来 clean your house 的东西。
Okay.
所以将我们提到这些吸尘器啊什么 we just call them household appliances? Or?
Yeah, like I said, most of them, like what we just talked about are appliances. You're talking about cleaning now, right?
Cleaning. 好 cleaning so, 最主要的当然就是吸尘器。
Okay, so that's, I was just going to say, like a vacuum cleaner is pretty big. You know, every home has a vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum 这个呢它也是既是名词又是动词所以你如果需要吸尘你可以说、
Vacuum
I need to vacuum 对吧
vacuum.
然后现在还有一些就是很 fancy 的比如 Dyson 那个品牌它有无线吸尘器这个我最近买了 一个我必须说 It's kind of life changing 我没有那么讨厌吸尘了
Okay so it's cordless That's the big key right
cord 所以我们家里的这些电器那根电线你可以叫 wire 但是也可以
That wire is really 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 thin
啊细的电线
嗯
好 cordless cleaner 诶然后还有现在不是人家买那种机器人的那个吸尘器
Oh I've heard bad stories about the robotic vacuum cleaners
Bad stories like what?
Yeah I, you know like they get out of control and chase the cat or something
Oh
like
that.我是听过以前就是 old generation 它就没有那么智能它会把你家的那个家具啊墙啊什么都撞坏 So it wrecks your furniture or scares your cats and dogs They're not that good 好那我们最后我觉得还有一个就常用的就电熨斗
Okay so this is an iron which again is a noun but it's also the verb to iron
To iron 那其实我们今天推送里面真的有很齐全的那个列表所以大家可以到我们推送去看、微信公众号开言英语我们今天节目最后呢就要教大家怎么打扮漂亮所以最后 let's end with some health and beauty appliances
Okay
我每天都不能缺少的就是各种搞头发的东西。
Oh, okay.
So the most general would be a 电吹风。
Just a hair dryer. Blow dryer is also okay.
那除了 hair dryer 以外呢像我每天还要搞要自己去卷那个头发用电卷棒。
Use a curling iron?
Bingo, 你猜对了。
I just, Just guessing.
A curling iron. 所以前面我们跟大家说那个电熨斗是 iron， 它其实描述就是这种会用铁做会发烫的东西。所以你给它电卷棒呢，它就 curling iron， 因为 curl or curling 就是卷发卷的意思。
Right.
What about this next one? 你可能用的就是剃须刀。
Oh, okay, yeah, I use this all the time. This is the shaver or razor.
What about this one? 电动牙刷你用吗？
Electronic toothbrush.
对 ,electronic toothbrush. 那最后我要说的一个呢，就是现在假期特别快要过年了，大家吃的会很多，这东西家里一定要备，就是一个秤。不然 it's so easy to let yourself go.
Okay, so this is something, we call it a scale. Usually it's the bathroom scale, because we usually put it in the bathroom.
好。
You weigh yourself on a scale.
好。OK, 那我们今天讲了很多，就是大家在自己家里看一看，你肯定都会找到很多these appliances, these, 有哪些我们没讲的，或者有哪些新奇的 gadgets 你今年刚买的、刚发现的，都可以到我们的微信公众号留言来告诉我们。今天我们的节目就到这儿，希望大家喜欢，然后呢开言英语会不断带给你这些实用有趣的好内容，在新的一年大家也可以成为我们的会员，因为我们累积的课程越来越多，每天有新课，现在已经大概有800多节了，然后每周还会有直播课帮大家更好的去学习这些内容，那我们的价格一直都没有变过，学习一年
哦、629、
对629，比家电便宜多了啊。那大家可以到我们的微信公众号先去了解我们的课程，然后一步就在我们菜单里面升级。 Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 再见。
Hi guys.